So today, we're beginning our four-part series based on this wonderful little book, The Four Agreements. How many of you are familiar with this book? Great, wonderful, almost all of you. It's a fabulous book. It's by Don Miguel Ruiz. I did a little bitty, mini-capsulized review of The Four Agreements on January 2nd as we were preparing for our Whitestone ceremony. And I got so many comments from you that you also love the book that I thought, I would like to do more of an in-depth study of these Four Agreements because I think they're so powerful not only in our own individual lives, but to us as a spiritual community. If we can agree on these four agreements, that this is the way we're going to show up, that this is the way we're going to be together in spiritual community, how powerful would that be? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm coming up on being with you for 5 months, and so I'm still new enough that, you know, we're still learning to work together and to be together in community. And I thought this would be a great time to talk about these agreements and make a commitment to working with them as we move forward together. Also, there are great principles for the season of peace and nonviolence as we're in the midst of that right now. And so here we are. Some of you have taken your book off the shelf, dusted it off, and are rereading it again, as I am, for like the fourth or fifth time. And others of you, this is going to be the first time you're reading through it. I encourage you to pick up a copy in the bookstore and read along with us. We're going to be talking about our first principle today. But these principles, you know, truth is truth, right? They can be expressed in so many different ways, but what I was really impressed with the Four Agreements is how similar it is to unity. It was written in 1997, but it's timeless. You know, and we can hear these truths many, many times, and we can hear them in many different ways, and hopefully, prayerfully, one day we'll get it. These agreements, these four agreements are action steps, and that's what I love about them. They're urging us to do something, not just to learn something. And it's kind of like our five unity principles. The fifth principle is an action step. It says, take all the four principles that you know before this and put it into action. Really work with it. Be, you know, have it come forth in your life right here and right now. And so these four agreements, and I love the book is also subtitled A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom. But these four agreements are from the Toltec wisdom tradition. And the Toltec, Don Miguel says, were known throughout southern Mexico. And as I was reading, it reminded me that it's from the area of the city of the Great Pyramids outside of Mexico City, that wonderful rich culture. And Don Miguel says these are men and women of knowledge. They were scientists and artists who formed a society to explore and conserve the spiritual knowledge and practice of the ancient ones. And he goes on to write that Toltec knowledge arises from the same essential unity of truth that all of the sacred esoteric traditions found throughout the world arise from. Though it's not a religion, it honors the spiritual masters who have taught on the earth, all of them. While it does embrace spirit, it is most accurately described as a way of life. Doesn't that sound a whole lot like unity? You know, we call unity a way of life. It's practical Christianity. It's how we live our lives every single day. And the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz says, reveals the source of our self-limiting beliefs. And he also reveals the way to transcend those beliefs. Same as unity teaches. Very similar. We can do that, says Don Miguel, by adopting a code of conduct that transforms our lives to a new experience, true happiness, and love. And that remarkable code of conduct are these four agreements. And so let's start talking about these agreements. We're going to start today by talking about the first one, which is be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. Don Miguel talks about this material world, this outer world, this world of illusion as a dream that we have all agreed to construct. We've all agreed upon this. In this dream world, there are laws and rules and regulations and beliefs. And we have learned to behave very well in this dream world. You know, what to believe, what not to believe. What's acceptable, what's not acceptable. What's good, what's bad, what's beautiful, what's ugly, what's right, what's wrong. And as children, we didn't have much choice as to what to believe, did we? You know, so we believed what our parents believed. We believed what our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, what they all believed. You know, we didn't choose our language or our religion or our moral values. We were born into them. You know, we didn't even get to choose our name. It was given to us. And so, you see, we have agreed to what we were taught. We've agreed to it. And if we were born into a very loving family, then our agreements allowed us to function pretty well in this material world. But if we were not born into a loving family, then those agreements that we've made have probably not served us very well in the world. And even if our parents were very loving, we all make innocent mistakes, don't we? And I like to call them innocent mistakes. But they have created these agreements within us that have made our life very difficult. There's a great story, I think, which is very telling in this chapter of the book on this first agreement, where there's a woman who is very loving, big heart. She has a young daughter. And her work day was absolutely horrendous. She comes home from work one night. It was emotionally draining. She's very tired. It was a very difficult day. And she has this throbbing headache. And she comes in and her little daughter is dancing around and singing and having a great time, loving her, loving everything, just absolutely bubbling over with joy. And singing louder and singing louder. And her mother's headache is getting worse and worse. And finally, the mother yells out, "Will you please shut up? Your voice is so terrible. I can't listen to it. Would you please be quiet?" And then all of a sudden, this young girl at that moment makes an agreement with herself that she will never sing again because it bothers people. And so she never sings at school. And actually, she becomes very quiet and withdrawn. And can you see, this mother just had a bad day at work. It had nothing to do with the little girl, absolutely nothing. The mother made an innocent mistake, but it affected her for the rest, that little girl for the rest of her life. Don Miguel writes, "There are thousands of agreements." I'm losing everything. "There are thousands of agreements you have made with yourself, with other people, with your dream of life, with God, with society, with your parents, with your spouse, with your children. But the most important agreements are the ones that you made with yourself." The ones that you make with yourself are the most important agreements. If you don't like those agreements, if they're not serving you very well in the world today, the good news is that you can change those agreements. You can change them. You can adopt a whole new set of agreements. And the first agreement to accept for yourself would be the first of the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. Because all the others kind of stem out of this one. Because the truth is, our words create. Our words create. They either build us up or tear us down. In the Bible, it says that our words have two edges. It's like a sharp sword. They can either create, or our words can kill. And so we must practice impeccability if we want to use our words to the highest spiritual advantage possible. And what does that mean? Well, Don Miguel, it means, impeccability means to be without sin. And all the word sin is in the Bible, it comes from a Greek word, and it simply means miss the mark. That's all sin means. Isn't that interesting? Miss the mark. It's an archery term. And so if you were standing at target practice and you were had your bow and arrow and the arrow flew down towards the target and it didn't miss the bullseye, or it missed the bullseye, someone down at the other end would yell out, "Sin!" Which just meant, you missed it. Try again. You missed the mark. Try again. Changes the whole concept of sin, doesn't it? Yeah. It's not a religious or moral matter. It's a mistake. And don't we all make mistakes? It's simply a mistake, just as unity teaches. And in order to rectify our mistakes, we just learn from them. And we don't repeat them. We make a new agreement. And let the first agreement be to be impeccable with our words. Don Miguel writes, use the word to share your love. Tell yourself how wonderful you are, how great you are. Tell yourself how much you love yourself. Use the word to break all those teeny tiny agreements that make you suffer. Be impeccable with your word. Choose your words carefully. Speak only the truth. Don't gossip. Don't triangulate. If you have a concern or an issue with a person, talk to that person. Don't talk about that person to someone else. That's gossiping. Now, I know many of you are going, so what am I going to talk about? Because we're so used to talking about other people. That's gossiping. That's not using our word with impeccability. And so the more we can begin to incorporate this first agreement into who we are, we will, as Don Miguel says, attain the kingdom of heaven. Or in unity, we would say we would be in alignment with God. We'd be in alignment with God's thoughts. And so this first agreement is so important. And why? Because through this first agreement, we understand that it's through our words that we create and manifest our world. It's our third unity principle. The law of mind action, or the law of attraction. And it's really one of the most difficult to honor. And it's difficult to honor because we don't want to take responsibility for the challenging circumstances in our life. Oh yeah, we love to take the credit for all the good stuff. Yeah, but all the not so good stuff, we want to find somebody else out there to blame. Not my fault. It's that person. They made me do it. Or as Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. But in unity, see, we don't have a devil to blame. It's kind of the negative part of us. And so we create our world. We create our world. And every word that you speak is a broadcast to the universe revealing what it is you believe. That's all it is. It's just like the universal, it's a universal truth just as clear and powerful as the law of gravity. Now, you wouldn't go up to the roof of the sanctuary and jump off just to test the law of gravity. We laugh, and it's a stupid idea to even consider it. And yet, most of us test the law of attraction by not being impeccable with our words. If your words are harsh, your life will be difficult. If your words are gentle, your life will be easier. If you speak untruths, your life will be full of deception and discouragement. If your words are unclear, then you'll go through your life being misunderstanding other people because they're not clear with you. See, your life mirrors your thoughts and your words. In the very beginning of the Gospel of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, that has been very misinterpreted quite a bit. Listen to this. If you just substitute creative power for the Word, listen to how it reads. In the beginning was the creative power. And the creative power was with God. And the creative power was God. It's the energy through which we create. You create with God your world. Every word you speak influences your world. As we said, it either builds it up or tears it down. But your words are saturated with energy that creates or destroys. We are held accountable for every word we speak. And really, our words do bring forth after their kind. You know, in a true sense, it is the Word made flesh, dwelling among us, in us, and as us. And so we need to be very clear about what we're putting out to the universe, because we cannot help becoming what we say we are. And our world, our life, reflects back to us, mirrors back to us what that is. Sorry, that's the way the law works. So if you want more prosperity and abundance in your life, what do? You speak more words of prosperity and abundance. You want more peace in the world? Speak words of peace. You want more love? Speak loving words. You are always declaring to the world and to yourself what it is you want. And that's what you get more of. You are a magnet. So your words are like a magnet, and they just draw to you what it is you are putting out there and speaking. Unity and Don Miguel really clearly understood the power of our word. And they understood the process. Our thoughts create our universe, our life. It's like a blueprint. They create the blueprint of our life. Our words and our actions then create the reality of our life, and they have to all be congruent. You can't say one, you can't think one thing, say another, and then do something completely different. You'll have chaos in your life, absolute chaos. There is a very profound spiritual law, and it goes like this. What goes around comes around. What goes around comes around. You got to say what you mean what you say. It's as easy as that, because your words are telling the creative universal intelligence of the universe what it is that you want. They are saying, hey, this is what I believe. And so I have an assignment for you this week, should you so choose to accept it. For one full day. You know, it's going to be very similar, almost exactly like the 7-day mental diet. But 7 days, that's way too hard, isn't it? Yeah. So, I realized too many people were giving up on it, and it's too important. So we're going to kind of put the 7 days aside for right now. I'm going to get you off the hook. And I'm going to ask you for one full day to think and speak only positive, uplifting, life-affirming words to yourself and to others. For one day, your assignment, think and speak only positive, uplifting, life-affirming words. Now, if by chance something comes out of your mouth that isn't very becoming to a spiritual person, not a problem. Just start all over again with the new 24 hours. Now, we are moving into, or we're in the midst now, we have moved into a very powerful time of the year. It's called Lent. Last Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. It began a 40-day preparation time leading up to the resurrection experience of Easter. And as I said last week, let's not give up something that we love. Let's give up something that we don't want. You know, Lent is an acronym. Charles Fillmore said L-E-N-T. He said, let's eliminate negative thinking. And so let's give up negative thinking and negative talk. You know, not, I'm so stupid. He's, so dumb. No, none of that stuff. No thinking, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough. None of that. Because our thoughts today, our words and our thoughts today create our future and reality of tomorrow. And so I'm not asking you for 40 days, and I'm not even asking you for 7 days. I'm asking you for one day, one 24-hour period, to let your thoughts and your words be positive, life-affirming, and uplifting for yourself and for others. And again, you slip up, not a problem, just start the 24-hour period over again. It may take you 40 days to do the one 24-hour period. This is not easy. I understand it's not even easy for me. This is a wonderful experience to do this. You know, because we're so programmed to go to the negative, aren't we? Just immediately, we can go to the negative in a split second. But let's change that cycle. And this powerful exercise can change your life. And so I'd like to end today with something that Don Miguel wrote. This is how he ends this chapter on this first agreement. He says, with impeccability of the word, you can transcend the dream of fear and live a different life. You can live in heaven in the middle of thousands of people living in hell because you are immune to that hell. You can obtain the kingdom of heaven from this one agreement. Be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. So one day, thinking, speaking, only life-affirming, uplifting, positive words. I'll check with you next week. But next week we'll be going on to our second agreement. And this is my personal favorite. It's my personal growing edge. Don't take anything personally. Anybody else have that problem? Yeah, don't admit it. You don't have to admit it. But we'll have a lot of fun with it next week. So see you then. Have a great week being impeccable with your word. God bless.